With the energy of a rock star, Archbishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa told the youngsters they can make a difference. Archbishop Tutu was one of six Nobel Peace Prize laureates to come to this conference, billed as a global call to action.
In Southeast Asia, what they would have is they'd fund them. They'd give them money for...
3,000 students talked about global problems from landmines to racial hatred. The movement was started 12 years ago by Don Engel and Ivan Suvanjev, after Suvanjev got to know some tough street kids in Denver. Don Engel recalls that it began with a conversation.
They didn't know who the president of the United States was, and they didn't care. And Ivan was able to just keep them talking. And finally, they tripped over the subject of South Africa.
The youngsters knew about South African leaders, and they knew that Nelson Mandela and Archbishop Desmond Tutu helped bring change to their country. That inspired Suvanjev and Engel to ask nonviolent activists to motivate young people. They began with the Dalai Lama, the first of 12 Nobel Peace laureates to join their effort.
I was able to get a meeting with the Dalai Lama, but then we had to fly to India. We had no money, so we had to borrow money, fly to India. The Dalai Lama said yes, and then it was like, wow, here we were, two nobodies with a big idea. We had a telephone, and the Dalai Lama said yes. And so we just cold called the rest of the Nobel laureates.
Others who joined the movement include Nobel Peace laureates Aung San Suu Kyi, who remains under house arrest in Burma, Costa Rican President Oscar Arias, and Iranian jurist and activist Shirin Ebadi. The laureates serve as mentors to youth projects that include a tree planting effort in East Timor and clean water system for villagers near Dharamsala, India. Nobel Peace laureates who came to Los Angeles included Shirin Ebadi, Rigoberta Menchu Tum, who works on behalf of indigenous Central Americans, and Jody Williams, an activist against landmines. 25-year-old Vidal Campos Magno of East Timor and 19-year-old Tenzin Lodin of Dharamsala, India, met to discuss their projects. Lodin says they talked about problems in their countries and other issues.
Talk about my nation, the importance of peace, and what youth can do for the betterment of this world.
16-year-old Natalie Ramirez, who lives near Los Angeles, is part of a local council that works against gang violence. Three 12-year-old students, Baleen, Joanna, and Roberto, discussed ways to help the homeless. 16-year-old Izzy Higuera of East Los Angeles hopes to put what he has learned here into action.
Just talk to other people, try to share the idea, and then I'll see what I can do in my community.
Argentinian poet and Nobel Peace Prize winner Adolfo Perez Esquivel urged the youngsters to pursue their goals with passion. Betty Williams, who won the Nobel Peace Prize for her work for peace in Northern Ireland, encouraged the young people to be bold and confident and outspoken, just as she is.
People think just because you're a peace person that you're soft-hearted. But let me tell you something. This is my weapon of mass destruction.
She pointed to her mouth as she said that. Don Engel wants to see 1 billion public service projects, which she calls acts of peace, over the next 10 years.
You know what? We're shooting for the stars, and the young people are so excited to take up the challenge, as you've seen here this weekend. They're ready. They're ready to change the world.
Conference organizers and Nobel laureates say 600,000 young people worldwide have already completed 1 million service projects. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.